Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. And we are taking calls. The call number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight is Sally Morrell, president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and a really the founding the founder more than any other individual of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Sally, you wrote a piece for the Weston A. Price Wise Traditions magazine earlier this year, where you noted that there were three stages of truth. The first stage, the truth is ignored. The second stage, the truth is violently opposed. And the third stage, it's accepted as self-evident. The truth being that we should all have freedom of food choice. I think we both agree we're in the second stage right now. How far along do you think we are?
That's a quote from Schopenhauer, and I actually we actually used that as the preface to a book called The Untold Story of Milk. And I was really actually just thinking of this in relationship to the subject of raw milk. First, it is ignored. You know, people think treat you like you're crazy if you say that raw milk is good for you and you should drink raw milk. So they just ignore you. And the second stage is violent opposition. And I sort of say this as a joke, that we've made a lot of progress because we've moved from the first stage of being ignored to the second stage of violent opposition. And the third stage is it's accepted as self-evident. And actually, Pete, I think the whole thing about raw milk is getting towards the third stage. I think... I hope I'm not being overly optimistic here, but I think pretty soon the state and federal governments are just going to give up on the raw milk because they cannot defend pasteurized milk on any health or safety, for any health or safety reasons. But I think the larger picture of food rights in general, yes, we are definitely entering the second stage there. You know, what FDA does to these small cheese producers, for example, is really very violent. It takes away their right to make a living. And I do think it'll be a while before we just accept it as self-evident that we have a right to the foods of our choice, just as we accept as self-evident that we have, that women have the right to vote, or that people, regardless of their race or religion, have a certain have the same rights as everybody else. So we've got a ways to go, but I have no doubt that we'll get there.
Yeah, it's going back to these cheese cases. What's really amazing, that what people have to understand is with a dairy like Estrella, FDA is trying to destroy over $100,000 worth of cheese. In Morningland, it's over a $250,000 worth of cheese, about 50,000 pounds worth of cheese. And most of these cheeses, I think, in both facilities are what's known as the hard cheeses. And there's really no record of listeria in any of the hard cheeses.
That's right.
Sickening anyone. Right. So what you're seeing here is just a total denial
of
due process.
Yeah, of due process. It's really an expropriation, and I think that's what we should call it. It's an illegal taking.
Right, I agree. Okay, we're after the break with Sally Fallon Morrell. We're taking your calls. The call number is 1-800-313-9443. Boys and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Day after day I'm more confused, but I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. So I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour. Our special guest tonight is Sally Fallon, president of Sally Fallon Morrell, president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and the a founding member of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We've talked about, Sally, how there's been this battle over raw milk. We've seen all these enforcement actions, and now it started in we've seen enforcement actions against raw cheese, but there's just also this battle for the mind of the public on proper diet is. And I'm going to get into your work with some of the things Weston Price is doing now. The USDA has this dietary food pyramid, which a lot of people think is all wrong. Go into some of the work Weston Price is doing to correct the errors of the USDA food pyramid. And first of all, just explain the USDA food pyramid to the listeners, if you could.
Okay. For the last, since 1980, the USDA has come up with dietary guidelines. And from the very beginning, these guidelines recommended diets low in fat, low in cholesterol, low in saturated fat. And as the years have passed, higher and higher in carbohydrate foods. The first food pyramid came out, I believe, in 1985. The USDA is mandated to upgrade these dietary guidelines every 5 years. So that pyramid came out in 1985. It was grain and carbohydrate based, with big restrictions on fats, especially saturated animal fats, and also sugar. I need to be fair here. They limit sweets. However, the way this translates into institutional meals, such as meals in schools, is the fats really are restricted and they can have all the sweets they want. It's, a lot of people have noticed that the epidemic of obesity has started right after that, when people sort of had this blank check to eat all the carbs that they wanted. And what happens when you eat a low-fat diet or you avoid saturated animal fats is that your body craves carbohydrates, because your body needs saturated fats, and if you don't eat saturated fats, your body needs carbohydrates to make the saturated fats. Anyway, the Weston A. Price Foundation, since it was founded, has been following this process, this dietary guideline process. We testified in 2000 and 2005. I was sort of a lone voice at these hearings, testifying in favor of animal fats like butter. A lot of snickers in the audience. This time, in 2010, we were a little more organized. We had our publicist get the word out about these hearings, and we had some of the media there. And what was very gratifying to me was there were about 10 people testifying who sharply criticized these guidelines, and particularly noted that there's nothing wrong with saturated fats. They have been vindicated by the science. Meanwhile, USDA, the committee on these guidelines, is going right ahead as if they've never listened to us, to anybody, insisting that what they're doing is science-based and actually coming up with more restrictive guidelines, restricting saturated fat consumption to from 10 to 7% of calories, and much more emphasis on compliance. They are going to make the people eat this way whether they like it or not. And, of course, the first victims of this very unscientific and unhealthy way of eating are school children, the school lunches, where they are not allowed to have extra animal fats.
Are you saying USDA is going to be rolling these school to lunch, these school lunch programs more, where they're going to be keeping closer tabs on whether the schools are following these guidelines?
Well, for the schools to get federal monies, the lunches have to follow the dietary guidelines. Now, what this translates into, Pete, is that there's just no animal fats in the lunches. They can't use any butter or lard. They use margarines. They use vegetable oils. Full fat milk is no longer available in the schools. What the children get is low fat milk or highly sugared flavored milk. And the main choice the children make is chocolate milk, which is highly sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. So instead of getting, very satisfying whole milk, which the children like, they're now getting highly sweetened flavored milks. So this school nutrition is a disaster, and everyone else can figure out why these children are so sick and getting so fat, except USDA, who's in constant denial that their guidelines have led to this problem.
Now, they always say follow the money trail. Where does the money trail lead with this dietary food pyramid?
Yes. Well, the money trail is the commodity agriculture. The dietary guidelines were set up to promote the products of commodity agriculture, and try as they may pretend that these are scientifically based, they are not scientifically based. They were designed to get Americans to eat more corn, more sugar, more wheat, more vegetable oils, and more conventional milk products. And that's exactly what's happened, to the great detriment of everyone's health. Now, what the Weston A. Price Foundation has done is come up with our own dietary guidelines as an alternative to the USDA one. We have developed a very colorful book. It's a guidebook and has lots of nice recipes in it that goes along with a poster, and we're calling it Healthy for Life. And we've gone back to four food groups, but unlike the USDA version of the four food groups, one of our groups is healthy fats, butter, meat fats, lard, egg yolks, coconut oil, cod liver oil, and so forth. So we have four food groups. One is animal foods, which includes dairy products. Dairy doesn't get a separate a spot here. One is grains, legumes, and nuts, and one is fruits and vegetables, and then the fourth one is healthy fats. And really, Pete, if people just try to eat from these four food groups every day, include the healthy fats, try to eat the healthiest versions of these foods they can find, that's really all of the guidelines that they need. We don't need to be counting fats and calories and salt grams or anything else. Your natural appetite will guide you as long as you're allowing yourself to eat the fats and to get good quality food.
Okay, agreed. We've got a caller on line one, John from Florida. You're on the Food Rights Hour. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you. What is that growth hormone that they put in milk to make the milk cows produce more milk? Do you know anything about that, how that's affecting health, or how much is that going on?
Sally?
You know, that's the BGH, the genetically modified growth hormone, which they have been giving to cows. It basically makes them produce more milk, and so it's very hard on the cows. There is a certain amount of evidence that this makes the milk somewhat carcinogenic, leading to, for example, prostate cancer. Now, this has actually not been a success, this growth hormone, because there's been a lot of consumer resistance to it. A lot of farmers are not using it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, but hasn't it been outlawed in certain places?
I know it's been outlawed in Canada.
Yeah.
I know Monsanto, the one who initially produced this growth hormone, sold off the product to Eli Lilly, so they weren't having much luck with it, and they're trying to protect what market share they do have by these labeling laws now, Sally, where they say they're trying to pass laws in states which prohibit farmers, I think, from saying things like this milk is produced with RBGH or
without
making a claim. Yeah, that there is a difference between RBGH and non-RBGH milk. So the word is getting out on it enough where they're trying to suppress First Amendment rights when it comes to labeling.
Yeah.
They don't have to label the milk that it has that in there. That's what it was. They said if you produce milk without the hormone that you couldn't label it, that you didn't have that hormone in there.
Now, I think FDA has actually lost a couple of cases in that regard, and the dairy was allowed to label it. Rest assured that if you're drinking conventional milk, you are going to get some, for sure.
Well, I was driving through. I mean, the governors were on bandwagon to this, telling them that they could do this. So that's how deep the legislation was. Anywhere down here in Florida, they had a you can actually go to YouTube and find this. Fox News had reporters down here. There was a report on that. They had a story already made up, ready to air it on national news, or the local news right here affiliate. And Monsanto sent lawyers down there before they even had it on. They couldn't even believe how fast their lawyers were moving.
Yeah.
And they got it pulled. So these two guys really fought it. The station kind of fought it at first. And then Monsanto says, he says, we're not going to, we didn't spend like, you know, $10 million to buy to own these television stations.
Right.
You can air anything you want.
Hey, Steve, we have to go to a break right now, but if you hang on, we'll pick that up on the other side of the break, and the Fox News RBGH story. So you're listening to...
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. Before the break, we were talking with John in Florida. John, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay. You were talking about the investigative report Fox News was going to do on the RBGH milk, and go ahead and pick up what you were saying about that.
Yeah, well, they fought it for 7 months, and finally the lawyers, they had to deal with like five or six different lawyers coming here telling them to rewrite their strip, saying you can't cause cancer, just say it causes some type of health problems and this and that. And you ought to just see the whole thing on YouTube. They did an excellent deal on it, explaining what happened. But I don't know if you guys know how big that plant is. It's in Augusta, Georgia, and all it does for Monsanto is produce the actual growth hormone. And the end product is in a syringe and refrigerated. They have these huge refrigerated warehouses. It's an ultra-modern plant. I've worked on it when it was just like being built. This was probably like 5 years ago. It's just a huge plant. It was for like worldwide distribution of this drug. And
I think, Sally, that highlights one of the differences between community agriculture and marketing with raw milk. You're paid for the quality more than quantity, and something like that would never happen.
Yeah, you know, Pete and John, we actually don't use the term raw milk. We use the term real milk, because there's more involved than just the milk being unprocessed for it to be healthy. It needs to come from cows on pasture and raised in a natural way, and it needs to have all the fat in it. So it's full fat, pasture raised and unprocessed. This is this wonderful healthy food. And so you're not going to, one thing you can be assured of when you go to these small farms is that they are not going to be using bovine growth hormone. And they don't have to. And they don't have to because they're getting a good price for their milk, and they don't have to push their cows to utter exhaustion with these milk production hormones.
Well, what do you think the success rate is going to be? I mean, I wish you the best of luck and everything, but are these farms going to be able to expand here into Florida more so?
Well, there's quite a few farms doing raw milk in Florida. Raw milk can be sold as pet milk in Florida, and that's one of the places where the Legal Defense Fund has defended the milk. It is widely available. You can go to realmilk.com and click on where and then find Florida to find sources of raw milk in Florida. Or you can contact your nearest local chapter of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And you find those chapters by going to westonaprice.org. I think people don't realize just how available raw milk is in almost every state, one way or another.
That's really fantastic. I just hope we can get this thing more going on and more people aware of it, because I think it would be just fantastic if we could get more people centered back to this, back to the farm like that.
Right. You know, we really make a political statement with the way we spend our food dollars. Do your food dollars support, huge industrial system, the confinement, the cruel confinement of animals, unhealthy processing, and the impoverishment of farmers? Or do your food dollars support healthy farms, prosperous farms? Do they go to the farmers and the artisans rather than the industry? And this is a decision we make every time we buy food. And it's really a political statement we're making with the way that we spend our money on food. So we have to be very conscious of what we're doing when we buy food.
Right.
I think it'd be
and
a good time, to attack them right now with all the stuff coming out about the eggs and the chickens and all this. If just had a little bit of media campaign, if you could get hold of the national news, but that's probably an impossibility. But
this is a real grassroots thing. We're growing in spite of not being on the news. People can find us on the internet. This is a really growing movement. We almost don't need the news. And here's something else that's going on. This is long-term, and you may think I'm saying something that's cruel, but this is the way nature works. The people who do not change and who continue to consume pasteurized milk and industrial food and industrial fats and oils, over a generation or two, they become infertile. We know that pasteurized milk leads to infertility in animals. We know that the vegetable oils lead to infertility. And I call this the natural selection of the wise. And eventually the only people who are going to be left are the people who make wise food choices, food that supports health and fertility and healthy children generation after generation. So one way or another, what we're eventually going to end up with may take generations, it may take a long time, maybe a short time, is only a population that is eating healthy foods.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Sally, and thank you. We'll be going to a break now, but when we come back, we'll get in more to the U.S. Dietary Food Pyramid, and Sally is going to explain exactly what a diet dictocrat is.
Okay.
People who try and interfere with our food choices. You're listening to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. More after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour on the Republic Broadcast Network. Before the break, I mentioned the term diet dictocrat. Sally, what is a diet dictocrat?
Well, these are the folks, mostly bureaucrats in the government and in the various medical associations, who are trying to tell us how to eat and providing inaccurate information about how to eat, who are trying to dictate what I call the puritanical diet, low fat, low salt, you know, whole grain, fruit and vegetable diet. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the fruits and vegetables, but that's used to promote all the other parts of the diet. And what happens when people try to eat this puritanical diet, this pure low-fat diet, is that they can't do it for very long, and they end up eating what I call pornographic foods, which is all of the processed foods with all the wrong fats and you know, lots of additives and fake flavors and so forth. And what we propose is something in the middle. It's not too strict, and it's not indulgent in very unhealthy foods, but just an old-fashioned, satisfying, healthy diet of real foods that contains plenty of fat so that it will be satisfying for you. So you don't feel the need to eat all of the junk food.
Okay, we've got a call, Thomas from Georgia on line two. Thomas, welcome to the Food Rights Hour.
Hey, yeah, I heard you guys talking about the Monsanto or the company down in Augusta that makes the, well, I guess it's recombinant bovine growth hormone. I work for a company that sells stuff to them at times. It's the actual company that does it is called
It's Eli Lilly now, isn't it?
Eli Lilly, but it's Elanco, E-L-A-N-C-O. That's what I was trying to think of. It's Elanco, but under, I think they're supersede Eli Lilly.
Okay.
And when you know when I deliver stuff, it's you have to go through a lot of security.
I'll bet, yeah.
And yeah, the guy I work for says it's because they know they're doing something probably wrong or not good. So he's well aware. I mean, he's wide awake. But
you know, this whole notion that we can manipulate nature and improve on nature, make things better.
You can't.
And you can't. You can't improve on nature. You can support nature, and farmers have supported nature for years and encouraged different parts of nature. But we are embedded in nature. And as Dr. Price said, life in its fullness is Mother Nature obeyed, not Mother Nature outsmarted or Mother Nature improved upon, but understanding the laws of nutrition, the laws of health, and then obeying those laws. And then we find that we have the wonderful, good, vibrant health that we found in traditional cultures.
I agree. I fully agree. It is. Now, it's interesting, that plant, you know, because right next door to it's NutraSweet.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, wow. Isn't that great? Let's just poison the world right there in one little corner of the world.
Well, what's interesting to me is that the dietetocrats are finally saying, yeah, sugar's bad, sugar's bad. And instead of promoting the kind of diet that will keep people from craving sugar, they're now promoting the artificial sweeteners, even for children. They're trying to get the sweetened sodas out of the schools and replace them with artificially sweetened sodas.
Aren't they changing the labeling laws too, Sally, making it easier to hide those artificial sweeteners in the products?
You know, I don't know about that, but it definitely wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. They don't want to put this on the label. They actually hide these artificial sweeteners in some foods, like chewing gum, and they don't have to put it on the label. So, yeah, they don't want people to actually know what's in the food.
Right. Okay, thanks, Thomas. I have another caller, Blue, from Tennessee on line one. Blue, welcome to the Food Rights Hour.
Well, thank you. First-time caller. Wanted to ask you in particular, new to the raw milk issue, and one of the concerns that I have would be just because we have been so bred and educated that raw milk is bad. Mm-hmm. To make us all feel more safe, is there a testing kit that we can get a hold of to test the milk to make sure it's safe once we purchase it? And how long does raw milk last in the refrigerator?
Okay. I'll answer the second question first. Raw milk, if it's produced cleanly and immediately chilled down, will last at least 2 weeks in the refrigerator, unopened. Unopened. Once you open it, then it will last for a few days.
Okay.
I've opened containers of raw milk on week three, and they've been fine. So it actually has a very long shelf life. As for some kind of testing kit, that I don't think there is anything like this. But we do have some guidelines for what to look for when you're buying raw milk. First of all, the cows should be on pasture. You should look at the dairy and the bulk tank and so forth. All this should be very clean, scrupulously clean. The cow should be healthy. And you want to make sure that you're drinking the milk with all the fat in it, because a lot of the antimicrobial components and safety components are in the fat. I'm very concerned about people selling raw skim milk. because I know that some of the illnesses attributed to raw milk occurred in people drinking skim milk.
Right. Well, go ahead, Blue.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, if there was a way that I could instantly test it, and then once I open it, I have a timeline, and I could go back and retest the milk to make sure that it's safe, I think that would actually ease the minds of people that want to consume it,
yeah,
but are still afraid of it, because okay, we don't know. We don't live on a farm, and we don't know what's good and what's bad.
Well, I'll tell you, I would contact our local chapter leaders. You're in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
We have several chapter leaders in Tennessee. Go to westonaprice.org, find the chapter leader nearest you, and these chapter leaders have a resource list, and they have gone out to the farm to look at the farm, and they can tell you what's going on at the farm. But you have to understand that raw milk is inherently safe. If pathogens get in raw milk, and this has been tested by scientists, the pathogens, after a while, they just go away. And as long as milk is, you know, as long as it's not overwhelmed by huge amounts of pathogens, they will be killed by the various enzymes and so forth in the milk. This does not happen in pasteurized milk, only in raw milk. So the other wonderful detector that you have is your nose. Once the milk goes sour, you can smell it. By the way, that sour milk is still safe, but many people don't like to drink it.
Right, yeah. I have Bridge Shaver, and I have started making my own butter.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
Blue, we have a couple publications. I recommend that if you go to our website, farmtoconsumer.org, we have an online store there. One of them is the Raw Milk Production Handbook by Tim Whiteman, a dairy farmer on our board of directors. Another one is the Safe Handling Guide to Raw Milk by Peg Beals, Consumer Guide to Safe Handling of Raw Milk. They're both well worth the read. So I recommend you take a look those publications if you get a chance.
I appreciate that. And then one more point I wanted to make, which is very important, is to educate the consumers and what their responsibility is towards Monsanto. Unless they understand what evil Monsanto is.
Well, I certainly agree, and Weston Price is an educational organization, so we are educating people, and we have to do it one person at a time.
Is there a directory of where Monsanto's warehouses or their actual locations are provided? Because I could not find one on the web.
Not that I know of, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not aware of one.
That's
what we all need to combine. And the next time that Glenn Beck, and the next time there needs to be a protest, it needs to be at Monsanto's. Each and every one of the locations. Not to mention the ADLU.
Yeah, well, there are, there are organizations that do this, that watch Monsanto. Now, we sort of like to stress the positive at the Weston A. Price Foundation and teach people what they can eat and what foods to include in their diet. These are definitely not Monsanto-manipulated foods.
Right.
When they're coming out with aluminum-resistant seeds, there's an issue.
Yeah, I would think so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and good luck with your butter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sally, I wanted to get into another project. The Weston Price Foundation is currently funding right now, and that would be the soy prison lawsuit. But first off, I just some background on soy. I mean, there's this notion that widely promoted throughout our country that soy is a health food. If you go to a health food store, you'll see soy cheese, soy milk, soy ice cream. What is the reality?
Yeah, soy has been promoted as a health food, and the reality is that soy is a toxic plant. There are over 250 references to the toxicity of soy on the FDA toxic plant database. When soy is processed into soy protein isolate, you get something that's extremely hard to digest. Soy is high in plant types of estrogens, which cause thyroid problems, which cause endocrine disruption and actually growth problems in children as well. So the Weston A. Price Foundation has been the number one voice warning the public about the dangers of soy foods. We were actually able to stop the industry from obtaining the right to put a cancer health claim on soy products because we showed that the evidence shows that soy contributes to cancer and does not help or prevent cancer.
And unfortunately, the industry currently has a hard health claim on soy products, correct?
Yes, and we have a petition to get that to stop as well. And by the way, where is the soy coming from? The soy that's being promoted and sold is mostly a waste product from the soy oil industry. So they use the soy oil to use cooking oils and make trans fats, and these soy oils are extremely dangerous, extremely unhealthy. And then from the sludge that's left over, they isolate the protein to make the soy protein isolate, and from that, all of these soy products. They're also putting soy flour into most commercial breads today because it gives them certain baking qualities. And that is naked soy flour. It's full of all of these anti-nutrients and toxins and so forth. So anyway, we have all this information on our website, and a couple of years ago, we started to get letters and calls from prisoners in the Illinois Department of Corrections. And what happened was when Blagojevich became governor of Illinois, it was like the day after he was sworn in, they stopped serving meat in the soy in the prisons and started serving these meat soy patties. It was about 30% chicken byproducts and 70% soy protein. And the men developed very severe health problems, everything from terrible constipation to debilitating diarrhea, pain after eating, passing out after eating, thyroid problems, endocrine disruption. I mean, the whole nine yards. It was very, very hard to read these letters and the way these men were suffering. So we eventually have filed a lawsuit. What we're seeking is an injunction against the serving of soy in the prisons, and this lawsuit has made a lot of progress. We are now at the stage where everything is before the judge, our lawsuit, the motions to dismiss, our amended complaint, and we're waiting for rulings from the judge on which parts of it can go forward. And we are hopeful that most of the lawsuit, most or all of it, will go forward, and that we'll have this very important case heard next year sometime.
And from what I understand, Illinois is not the only state where you're getting these calls, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're getting a lot of calls from Florida and Pennsylvania, California, but it seems like Illinois and Florida are the worst states as far as what they're feeding the prisoners. I mean, they are feeding a killing diet. It kills them very slowly and painfully. Now, what we are arguing for is to go back to what the prisons all had in years gone by, and that was a farm system where the prisoners raised all their own food. The state did not pay for any of the food. Virginia has such a system. The prisoners raise and process all of their own food, and the food costs in Virginia are about $1.90 per day. That includes all the oversight, processing, everything. And they're considerably higher in other states. And, of course, the states are wrestling now with the costs of feeding all these prisoners. So we're hopeful that we will be successful in this lawsuit, that they will stop feeding the soy to the prisoners, and that at the same time they will look into the old way of prisoners raising their own food.
Right. One of the things you're actually alleging in the complaint is that this is an Eighth Amendment violation, cruel and unusual punishment, correct?
We absolutely are, yes, yes. And there have been a number of Supreme Court decisions confirming that prisoners have a right to a sustaining healthy diet, and that's not what they're being given.
Right.
Nobody says it has to be gourmet food. We're not arguing they have to have a gourmet diet. But before the soy came in, their diet actually was almost healthy by default. It didn't have a lot of processed foods. They had their own abattoir, and the prisoners butchered the animals and made these meat patties that had a lot of organ meats in them.
All right. More on this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Food Rights Network, sponsored by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Well, there's a pain in my side that I can travel alone. Bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to this troubled land.
IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. And last segment with our special guest, Ali Fallon Morrell, president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and more than anyone else, the founder of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Sally, let's wrap this up by just know you got in this a little earlier, but give us your vision for where you eventually want the food rights movement to be and what you see the role of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund being.
Well, I see the food rights movement growing. I think the interest in natural whole foods direct from the farm is growing. But for it to grow, we really need strong legal defense. And I am hopeful that the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund will very shortly have tens of thousands of members, not just the farmers, but the consumers who buy from these farmers, so that it will have the resources it needs to level the playing field, to oppose FDA and USDA and local state governments, so that they won't mess with us, and that we'll be, it will be just as powerful and just as obvious to people that we need food rights as we now accept the right to homeschool.
Right. I think the way I see it, especially when you talk about raw milk, FDA is, we all know, is at the center of the opposition to it. They do put a lot of pressure on the states, and we have to create a situation where we put more pressure on them to uphold their rights.
Right.
Then the FDA can put on them to violate our rights.
Absolutely. We need to be a very strong, consumer-based force. And there really is no stronger force on earth than the educated, well-protected consumer with access to legal help, and farmers, of course.
Sally, you've also commented that you change food policy in this country is one retirement at a time in the bureaucracy. Can you speak to that?
Yes, well, they say progress in science is made one retirement at a time. And I have actually talked to younger people who are in FDA and the Centers for Disease Control, and they are very much in favor of raw milk. They understand it. They are just waiting for their bosses to retire. So there's a new generation coming along that is not wedded to the germ theory. By the way, I've had younger people tell me that we've now discovered that the microorganisms are good and beneficial, and we need them inside of us to be healthy. And they say that the old guard, the old timers, will not even accept this new paradigm. So we just need for them to retire for progress to be made.
Right. Here's to that. Okay, Sally Fallon Morrell, thanks for being on the program, and just you have a great body of work to your credit. Continued success.
Thank you so much, Pete, and I want to thank you, Pete, for what you've done. You and I have worked side by side for a number of years now. It's been a wonderful partnership, and through your leadership, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is growing. I've heard nothing but gratitude from farmers for the help that you've given them.
Here's to many more years.
Yes, thank you, Pete. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yep. Okay, you've been listening to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Please visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. You can also call us at 703-208-3276. Join us again next Saturday night. Good night, everybody.
Said, yeah, I was 11.
Gold.